First Capital Chorus has gone Canadiana with its Remembrance Concert on Thursday, November 7th in Langley. It also has the show November 9th in White Rock. The whole theme of the show is Canadiana. Every act, three acts in the show has Canadian content, explained Derek Samft, the show organizer. The two headline performers are going to have some Canadian content, and the readings that we have in the middle are both Canadian content. With the theme of We'll Meet Again, the concert features about 20 members of the Langley-based chorus performing about 24 songs from different eras, starting with the First World War and going right up to more contemporary music. The music will include Hymn to Freedom, by Canadian pianist Oscar Peterson, as well as Vera Lynn's We'll Meet Again. The shows are to honor Canadians' military members who died in conflicts as well as veterans. There is such a rich heritage in Canada of fighting services, and the way that they've served us and the world, Samft commented. The concerts are also an opportunity for older residents who often can no longer attend the outdoor services at local cenotaphs. It is the songs that they enjoy, the songs that they like, he said. Samft said he wanted a Canadiana emphasis, because there isn't enough pride shown in this country and its people. Each year the concerts have special guests. This year in Langley that includes the three women who make up the Upa Tones, Memory Lane, which is a six-member group of First Capital Chorus members, and Boris Krasovec, the current president of the chorus. As well, there will be readings of In Flanders Fields, and the poem High Flight, by John McGee, a Second World War RCAF flyer. It will be read by a member, Bill Findlay, who was an RCAF member. Active military personnel and veterans are admitted for free. They see the ticketing agent at the door. Tickets are $25 for the general public, available at eventbrite.ca or Westland Insurance in Willowbrook Mall. Organizers can check tickets in at the main entrance with a QR code on a printed ticket, an electronic ticket, or by ticket holders giving their names at the door. The public can see the chorus at Willoughby Church, 20525 72 Avenue, on November 7th at 7 p.m. or at St. Mark's Anglican Church, 12953 20 Avenue, on November 9th at 2 p.m. The chorus started in 1970, and currently about half of the 24 members are from Langley and half from Surrey. Men and women are invited to join and can check out the practices, which are Thursdays from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at Willoughby Church. Learn more on the group's Facebook page. This will be the 27th time the group has done a remembrance concert. Samft noted that in addition to being a chorus, First Capital is also a registered charity. Proceeds from performances such as the upcoming remembrance events, private events, and other ticketed events are distributed back to the community. The main beneficiaries have been food banks and Christmas bureaus. In the last 25 years, we've donated over $100,000 to charity, he said. Vancouver Orpheus Male Choir. The Vancouver Orpheus Male Choir's We Remember concert is on Monday, November 11th at St. Andrew's Anglican Church, 20955 Old Yale Road. The concert runs 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. with an intermission. Adult tickets are $28. Youth tickets are $17.31. Children 12 and younger are admitted free. Get tickets through vancouverorpheus.org or eventbrite.ca, event 102310870-4677.